Okay, our friends. So we've been reading some stories about the big blue wet thing recently and all forms thereof. And why stop when you're on a roll? Let's do one more story about the oceans, shall we? Yeah. Today's story is called Meet the Oceans. It was written by Carol Hart, illustrated by Bethan Wolven. And read today by, I don't know, Mommy and
Philip
in the house. So when we open this book, we can see a submarine, a beautiful one. It's got a kid and a dog in it. And that makes me think maybe we will go under the ocean. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's read. Have you ever been down to the seaside where the waves splash and crash to and fro, or peeped over the edge of a jetty to the sea life that wriggles below? Do you know what a jetty is? Well, it kind of sounds like what it is. When you think of something jetting out, you think of something kind of over the ocean, sticking out over the ocean, right? And that's what it is, something that sticks out over the ocean. Well, you might be surprised to discover that so much of our planet is sea, and within it live millions of creatures that are beautiful and strange and wild and free. So,
fun fact for story time, Philip and Mommy ate friends.
Mm-hmm.
One of those creatures is the remarkable sunflower starfish.
Yeah.
It has up to 40 tentacles.
Legs.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
One eye on each of them.
Mm-hmm.
And get this.
Mm.
When it wants to eat, mm-hmm. it climbs onto a mussel or a clam that it wants to eat,
mm.
and it literally sticks its stomach out of its mouth, and it just grabs the stuff inside of the mussel and eats it, and then puts the mussel back in its stomach.
Yeah, it puts its stomach back inside of its body. I don't know many animals that can take their stomach out of their body. That's incredibly impressive. Thank you for sharing that fun fact.
You're welcome.
Now, let's dive through a world full of mystery and go visit the oceans and seas on a submarine epic adventure. All aboard! Take your seats, if you please. I'm the cold Arctic Ocean. I'm freezing, and look, so are you. In my waters swim narwhals and walruses and these friendly beluga whales, too. Giant jellyfish float near my surface. Furry polar bears pad on my ice. And I might be the world's smallest ocean, but I think being little's quite nice. And we can see all of these creatures.
Ooh.
They are very nice.
Must be nice down there.
It must be very cold. I'm the breezy Atlantic. You found me. A vast ocean of winds and waves. And do you know, I have mountains below me and hundreds of undersea caves. Sparkling diamonds hide down in my seabed. Silver swordfish and salmon swim free. And while swishing around in the seagrass, you might spot the odd wild manatee. Manatees are like the cows of the ocean, right?
Barbara Manatee.
That's right.
You have to watch VeggieTales to know what Barbara Manatee is.
It's true. She's a great little manatee. Okay. Hey there. Let's chill out. Put your feet up. I'm the warm Caribbean sea. Yay! I have thousands of tropical fish, so come floating with me. What do you say? Let's meet angel fish, trunk fish, and park fish. I have blue tangs and jawfish and rays, but don't try to count to all the starfish and crabs. You'll be under the water for days. The Caribbean Sea is warm, right? Yeah. I think I'd like to visit that particular sea. Huh? Yeah.
I might like to visit the Indian Sea.
Yeah.
Oh, no spoilers. We haven't gone to that one.
Yeah, don't get too far ahead. Ahoy there! Yo, I'm the Pacific! I'm the world's biggest ocean! Yippee! But I'm also facing a bit of a problem. Is there any chance you could help me? You see, millions of pieces of plastic have been making my oceans feel sick. Please tell everyone, don't dump your rubbish so my sea life can get better quick. Pollution is a problem in the Pacific Ocean. So if you live in California or Oregon or Washington.
Where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Alaska or
Canada.
Hawaii.
Yeah, or Mexico or any. Yeah, that's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, anywhere all the
South
way down.
America,
yeah. Chile, Peru.
Oceania.
Oh, yeah.
You guys probably don't know where that is. Like, Oceania has, like, Polynesia and Australia and New Zealand in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Micronesia. Someone who lives.
Hey, you all know Guam? Guam's in Oceania.
Yeah. If someone who lives in those places is listening, they would be like, hey, that was us. And they'll do their best to keep the ocean clean, right?
Because you guys live in the Pacific Ocean. If you live in Oceania.
I'm the South China Sea. Whoa, be careful. There are ships everywhere. Quick.
Is South China like
Pacific? Yeah, it's a little sea. Mm-hmm. Quick, make way. And look, deep in my bustling waters, countless creatures all beaver away. Seabirds jostle and swoop around above me and then dive down like sharp darts to catch food. It's a wild, hectic life and I love it. That's why I'm in such a great mood. Aw, that's fun.
Yay.
I'm the blue coral sea. Glad you found me. My Great Barrier Reef is so cool. You can see it from space. It's so massive, like a glittering string of sea jewels. I'm a haven for lobsters and sea snakes, and you'll meet 300 species of sharks. Many thousands of fish come to feed here. I'm an undersea animal ark.
I want to go there.
Yeah, me too. The coral reef is pretty impressive. I'm the
Australian.
Yeah. I'm the colorful Indian Ocean.
Yes, period. I would like to go there. Mm-hmm. To India.
Step ashore and I'll show you around. You'll find eyes and lemurs above you and tomato frogs near to the ground. Near my shores, you'll find clownfish and turtles. In my deeps, you'll find giant blue whales. And watch out for the sleek bluefin tuna flashing past with a flick of their tails.
So they're flying fish.
No, tuna don't fly. Flying fish fly. But tunas do move pretty doggone quick when they want to. Oh, three cheers. You have reached the Antarctic. I'm the cold Southern Ocean. I am famous for icebergs and penguins and the fierce gales that blow around me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
We're deeper cold.
Mm-hmm.
At my ports are some real special buildings. They're called research stations, you know? They're where scientists study all sorts of cool things, such as climate change, wildlife, and snow.
It's true, because Antarctica is not a place where people can live. It's a hostile climate. So they only have research stations because there are no communities. It's not lived in. Hey, how lovely you've come for a visit. I'm the Mediterranean Sea. Loads of tourists come here, and no wonder. I'm as gorgeous and great as can be. I don't think so. We're not doing rivers. We're doing oceans and seas. Do you know where the Mediterranean Sea is?
Oh, it's in Europe.
It's south of Europe and north of Africa. Mm-hmm. And west of the Middle East. Yeah.
We've had such an amazing adventure and made so many friends on the way. But at last, we have to head homewards, though I'm sure we'll come back here one day.
And then last but not least, we see the most important place where you will find water. You ready? So the next time you sit in your bathtub, please remember the oceans and seas and all the wonderful creatures who live there, and make sure you look after them, please, as you look after yourself. And in the picture, my friends, there's a map of the world, and you can see where the different seas are and what they all and how they all kind of blend together. It's fascinating to see. To see the seas? You get it? Oh, come on. And that, my dear friends, is the end. Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow. And go ahead and click that like and subscribe button. And be sure to follow us. And, well, share us with your friends. And
yeah.
Listen to another story tomorrow for more fun facts.
Yeah. The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.